The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Gobbling turkeys do lay eggs, but selling them in grocery stores would have its drawbacks. Turkey eggs, small numbers, and big size make them less practical for the poultry section. Chickens start reproducing early and pump out more eggs than turkeys. Economically, meat from a grown turkey bird is much more valuable than an extra-large fried egg. Plus, some breeds of turkey have retained a strong mothering instinct, which is good for hatching chicks, but tough on farmers trying to collect the eggs. And while the turkey you cook for Thanksgiving has never been airborne, wild turkeys can fly. Apparently not fast enough, however, hunting by early Americans brought the wild turkey population to a low of just 30,000 birds back in the 1930s. Conservation efforts since then, including the release of pen-raised birds back to the wild, has restored the population to about 7 million today. Wild turkeys feed on the ground, which may have something to do with the myth that they can't fly, but they have to fly because they roost in trees at night. Some accounts say they can soar up to 55 miles an hour for short bursts.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.